I hear you say. Yes, Euros. In the Caribbean. Anyway, these Guadeloupeans are really amazing people. So it has to be said that a sensational story like this could only happen there. End of the introduction. Sensational Tale by Ignaty Diakov and Emily Hamilton. Chapter 1. George. What do we know about George? This handsome gentleman is George. He's from Guadeloupe, which is not in Britain, or at least we don't think it is. No, we're sure it isn't, but it is in the Caribbean. Confused? George isn't. George knows he's Guadeloupean. He isn't Canadian or Jordanian or Welsh, or Japanese. He's a proud Guadeloupean. George loves life in Guadeloupe. Guadeloupe is an island, a beautiful tropical island. Paradise. And although George knows that he lives in a country with the perfect climate, that is not why he loves it there. George loves life in Guadeloupe because of the stable economic climate. Because in Guadeloupe, there is no crisis. Across the globe, in Europe, in America, in Asia, and even in Great Britain, there is a crisis, an awful, ugly crisis. But the one place in the world where there is no crisis is George's island paradise, Guadeloupe. George is a banker. He isn't a swimming instructor or a cocktail waiter, and that is why he is more interested in the economic climate in his country. George has worked in the bank for 10 years. Every morning he takes his briefcase and goes to the bank, works all day long in his office, even has his lunch there, and then in the evening he goes home. In the evening, George likes to relax. In some countries, bankers, sometimes even lawyers, go home in the evening and then continue to work through the night. Guadeloupeans think this is awful. In Guadeloupe, they have laws against such